SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
A ceremony was conducted in Pine Grove Memorial Park at Michinburi for the blessing of its new Armenian lawn section. This is an important event, especially for the growing Armenian community in Western Sydney. To give us more details about the event, I'm joined by Marco Cevolani, Pine Grove Memorial Park's Community Relations Manager. Marco, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Hi, Vahid. Thank you for having me on today.
Marco, first, about the history of Pine Grove Memorial Park.
Yeah, sure. So Pine Grove Memorial Park is located in Minchinbury. It's been the bedrock of the Western Sydney community for more than 60 years. Opened up in 1962, so a long time ago, and it has 175 hectares of beautiful, serene and manicured memorial gardens. And opening was designed to challenge the dour notions of what a cemetery could be, and it was designed to be a wide open, light and airy space. And the Memorial Park has been, yes, as I mentioned, the bedrock of Western Sydney for a very long time.
Marco, Western Sydney is home to a large number of culturally and linguistically diverse communities. How do you cater for the different needs of different communities in a culturally sensitive way?
Yeah, so being part of the Western Sydney community for a very long time, we have been accustomed to the growing community within Western Sydney and have constantly evolved and been nimble to be able to look after the many different communities that have grown into Western Sydney. The Armenian community is one fantastic example in which they have a church that is not far from Pine Grove Memorial Park, but did not have a dedicated memorial section. So working closely with the Apostolic Church of Holy Trinity out at Wentworthville, we were able to collaborate and find a solution that worked well for the community and allowed us to serve the community in the present and in the ongoing future.
Marco, as we mentioned, on Saturday, a ceremony was held for the new Armenian lawn section. Could you give us more details?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was a very exciting event. It occurred on Saturday, November 30th, out at Pine Grove Memorial Park. We were very honoured to have His Eminence Archbishop Haygazun Najarian to formally open the new Armenian lawn section and bless the memorial sites. He also had in attendance Father Muron, who is the local parish priest, as well as Father Evita. So it was very well attended. We had about 50 or 60 people there at the event, which was fantastic considering the weather on the day. But it was well attended. Everyone who was there loved the event. And importantly, we also had 1,800 people who actually streamed the event live. And we know how important that event was to the community because it's not just about having a memorial section. It now has a reverence to it, which is very important to the church community. So we were very honoured to host that event and formally open it for this particular community.
So is this the first Armenian section in the cemetery?
At Pine Grove Memorial Park, yes, this would be the first dedicated section for the Armenian community. We have been serving parishioners of that church for many years, but a dedicated section has just opened up, which was so exciting considering the large population that lived and resided around the local church.
Marco, about the Tranquility Gardens, eventually how many communities will have sections there?
So Tranquility Gardens has just recently opened. We opened it about 6 months ago. And excitingly, the Armenian church was the very first community that we approached to have a lawn section. We had been discussing with the church for about a year or so in regards to what their needs were in regards to their religious and cultural practices. And we found that when we opened this brand new section, that this would really cater for the Armenian church. So they are literally the first community in that area. We've got 173 sites that have been on hold for this community, and we have the ability to expand. At this point in time, Tranquility Garden is a large area, and we will approach other communities as the need comes along. For the Armenian church and its community, the area that we have assigned for them, as I mentioned, has just recently opened. Each burial site is available for two interments and is available for pre-purchase for any families who are interested. They can contact the park direct and speak with myself if they wanted to or are interested in any more information, and we are able to help. The Memorial Park has also just recently opened their brand new Reflection Lounge, which is a beautiful event space for any families who are wishing to do wakes. We have a caterer there that does a specific Armenian menu. So for any families who do want to have a wake, there is a specific menu for the community. And once again, they're more than welcome to call me direct, and happy to speak with any families who are interested in either the lawn section or any other information about Pine Grove.
How can they contact you, Marco?
Sure. So they can either email me. So my email is marco.sevalani@invocare.com.au, or they are more than welcome to ring me on my mobile, which is 0455 033 675, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions that any of the community members have in regards to either Pine Grove or the brand new Armenian lawn section.
Marco, thank you for your time and the interview and all the interesting information you shared with us.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Vahi, and I wish you a great day and your listeners a great day as well.